You know, I don't know if y'all would ever guess or not what I was going to preach on this morning, but it was going to be Luke chapter 15. And I'm not going to go into all that at this time because God has moved in a major way. I want to talk about lost things this morning. This particular parables or this particular scripture talked about three lost things: lost sheep, lost coins, and really lost brothers. You know, we look at a brother, but really the way I look at it was brothers. There was problems between both brothers. Sheep, what are we called? Sheep. What's God called? The Good Shepherd. He's looking for our betterment and everything. He wants us to have the best. Does that best mean that everything is going to be easy? I'm not going to tell you that, no. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be problems. There's going to be times it's going to be rough. And I don't ever want to make somebody think that just because you give your heart to the Lord that life's going to be simple and easy from that point. Because, let's face it, it's still life. You still got to live it on this side. Now that easy comes in eternity. But then the lost coin, you know, the lost sheep. What do sheep do to get lost? They just kind of wander off, right? They go from this little clump of grass to that little clump of grass to that one until they've got away. Was it intentional? No. No. The coin that was lost, and it was more of an act of negligence and carelessness, right? There's a little bit more that has to be owned on that one. But the last one is the prodigal son, right? He left. How many of us could say at some point in time that we left under unfavorable conditions and done things that we knew that we shouldn't do? We made those decisions. We walked down that path, knowing that when we left, that it wasn't the right path. But finally, at some point in time, like the prodigal son, we came to ourselves. If you hadn't come to yourself, there's still time. Today. But I say, he didn't have a clue that that's what I was going to preach on today or what I was looking to preach today. But I want to go the step further to the second brother. Let me go there for just a second. I'm not going to be long. Luke chapter 15. Luke chapter 15 is where I want to go towards the end of the verse 25 is where I'll start. It says, "Now his older son was in the field, and he came and he drew near to the house. He heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come, and because he has received him safe and sound, your father has killed the fatted calf.' But he was angry and would not go in. You know, the revelation that the Lord gave me several years ago about this particular scripture was the prodigal son. To me, that's somebody that has been in the Father's house. Do we know people that have walked with God, been a part of God, and they've strayed and walked away? But the key to the prodigal, he knew the Father, and the Father knew him. This other son had been living with the Father, never left, never really done anything wrong. But what did he do right? You follow me? You hear what I'm saying? He was angry and wouldn't even go in. He didn't even want to be a part of the fact that his brother... I believe it says at some point that he was dead, right? In everybody's eyes, he was dead. He's now alive. Right? He's got problems with that. How many times have we seen people in the church have problems with a prodigal that come home? Maybe they didn't say it, but their actions showed it. Are we not happy? Because jump back to verse 7. It says, I say to you, likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than the 99 just persons who need no repentance. Verse 10, it says, likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. But we get mad because they come back. What are you mad about? Because the fact maybe they got to supposedly have a little fun? That's garbage. We should be rejoicing with them. You know, we had our prayer meeting this morning before services started. And I told them, I said, conviction's been in this house for the last couple weeks. Last week was really strong. Evidently, it hadn't left. And I'm glad for that. I wish it had been others here. I know they were dealing with conviction. I know they were fighting it when they walked out of here. Just like the big bald-headed rascal in the back there several years ago. He left here, and somebody walked up to me after service and said, somebody missed it today. Don't miss it. Don't walk out of here without him. Don't leave. Don't be like this brother and have an issue because your brother come back. You know, and I don't think it was about the money. But the Father said, everything I got is yours. It's been yours all along. Why don't we walk in what He's given us? Why don't we use the tools that He's laid out for us to use? Why don't we see miracles anymore? Why don't we see people come in the door squalling, already under conviction before they ever get here? Because we're like the brother that's mad because the other brother finally decided to come back. We got to get our hearts right as the church before we can worry about conviction being in the house and people getting saved. You got to know what lost is being like before you can be found. If you've never been lost, you don't understand what it's like. But if you've been truly lost, you know what it's like. You know, I used to, when the kids were younger, especially, I don't know that I've ever done Mahaley that way, but I've done the boys. We go hunting. We get off in there kind of deep squirrel hunting or something, and I'd say, how are we supposed to get out of here? Of course, I mean, I knew where I was at, but my key thing on that was to make sure that they understood where they had been and where they were going and how to get back to where they needed to get home. And I'd ask them, which way are we supposed to go to get back to the truck? And they say, that way. I said, are you sure? And probably most of the time, maybe it's pointing the right direction to begin with. But I'd say, are you sure? What does that do for us? Causes doubt, right? How many of you know who the King is? Don't let anybody else put doubt in your mind who he is and what he's about and what he can do for you. You know the direction back home, take it. You know, I know Donnie can understand what I'm talking about. We've coon hunting for years. There's been times I've been lost. I mean, Slap didn't know, have a clue where I was at, other than the county in a close position, but how to get back to the truck. But we'd always find I remember we were out there off a fire tire one night, me and Daddy, and we got off back in there and got turned around. I mean, it didn't seem like we were from here to the road to the highway to the truck when we left the tree. And we walked several hours before we finally got back to the truck. We finally found where some deer hunter had marked him a path, and there were them bright eyes, and followed it out to the road. And once we got to the road, I said, hey, I know where I'm at now, and made it out. It's easy to get lost. It's easy for us to stray off the path like sheep. It's easy for us to be careless and lose coins. Or we can be like the sun and just blatantly walk off and depart. But don't be like the brother. Don't be mad because your brother come home. Use the tools that God's give us. We got to get back to being on fire for God in a way like we've never done before. And I'm preaching to the choir, folks. I'm not just pointing no fingers at anybody. We got to have a heart for God like never before. We're living in a lost and a dying world. People are going to hell in a handbasket just as fast as 90 to nothing and thinking they're having fun. And that's one of the things that I was going to share this morning, and I got to shut up, but circumstances. The circumstances that you find yourself in will not keep you from God. The circumstances that the prodigal son found himself in did not keep him from the Father, did it? Neither will they you. Now, if he would have made a choice to stay in that hog pen, our choices will keep us from God. What's your choice today? If you're a prodigal, these altars are still open. If you're the other brother and you got an issue, these altars are open. If you need prayer, come again, by all means. We'll be glad to pray for you. But let's stand and let's worship just a little bit more. And let's worship with the mindset that heaven is worshiping today. The angels are worshiping because a prodigal come home.